You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards the goal! Oh, it's the United's Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's league encounter with AFC Telford United.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. As well as the Telford match, we'll also be hearing from Darren Lyons and Jerome Wright in this week's show, as well as hearing from Lee Sutton post-FC United women's team match against Curzon. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. The club has announced that this season's Big Coat Day will take place on Sunday the 1st of January 2017, when FC are at home to Altrincham. Whereas in the past the collection has taken place subject to the weather on one particular match day, now that we have our own ground and storage space, the club are keen to spread the effort over a number of match days, starting with the home game against Gloucester City on Saturday the 29th of October. So if you have any spare items of warm winter clothing or footwear that you would like to donate to this season's Big Coat Day, then you can bring them along to the match on the 29th of October, or any other home match up to and including the final collection at Big Coat Day itself on Sunday the 1st of January 2017. This year the club will be working with four partner organisations to get the clothing to those most in need: LifeShare, Barnabas, Bose Trust and Asylum Support Housing Advice. In other news, the club's AGM will take place on Sunday the 4th of December at Victoria Warehouse on Trafford Wharf Road at 12 p.m. Registration opens at 11 a.m. At the AGM, four current board members, Paul Butcher, Peter Cranmer, Lawrence Gill and George Baker, are standing down as required, while Adrian Seddon has voluntarily stepped down and Michelle Noonan has re-signed, creating six vacancies at the forthcoming election. The deadline, though, for FC United board nominations and resolutions is Thursday the 20th of October. And finally, the draw for the Manchester Premier Cup quarter-final has been made and will see Abbey Hay host FC United or Chadderton. FC United head to Chadderton on Tuesday night. The winner will play Abbey Hay on the week commencing the 14th of November. To the weekend's football now, and on Saturday afternoon, FC United travel to Shropshire to take on fellow supporter-owned club AFC Telford United in the league. In the lead-up to this match, it was announced in a club statement that Telford needs to raise £50,000 in extra income over the next 2 months. While the Supporters Trust, who presently own the club, acknowledge that to make Telford more attractive to potential future investors, the club will need to change its ownership structure. Here are the FC Live team with more.
Now, obviously, Telford United have come into this game with a few issues off the pitch. Telford United's a fan-owned club, and they're going through some interesting times, let's call it that, off the pitch, and we wish everyone at the Supporters Trust well in whatever they decide to do next.
Yeah, Telford, they're at a bit of a crossroads in terms of their support and their status, I think. They dropped down to this division a couple of years ago. They were kind of thinking we might bounce back. They got the management team have reappeared from Hensford that they had before, but they're struggling again, and they're fan owned, but the fans want more, and the only way forward they can see,
it's a Halifax situation, isn't it?
It's investment and an owner again. So, but as we were saying before kickoff, that is a dangerous game to play. It can go very well for you sometimes. AFC Fylde perhaps, short term, Fleetwood. Yeah.
Well, the thing about AFC Fylde is, let's be blunt about AFC Fylde. Yeah. It was only about 10 years ago they were playing in a field with a bar around it, right? That club's been built by money to get it to that stage. Obviously, there was an FA Vars triumph to begin with, but there has been investment there. When it comes to a club like this, it's fan-owned because it's already been through those troubles in previous years. And yes, the fans come in to rescue it, which is always the case with supporter-owned clubs, most of them anyway. It's always through crisis that the supporters are the last backstop. It doesn't seem to me, I might be biased, but it doesn't seem to me long-term thinking to then turn around and go, we need to pour petrol on this and get the thing going again.
Yeah, I suppose the big argument is how big can a fan-owned club get? And AFC Wimbledon have got themselves into League One. Okay, that's a great achievement for anybody.
And overtaking the club that
yeah. Now, the way they run their club is not the same as ours. We have to say that. They don't have the same beliefs, say, that we do as a club. If we relax our beliefs, we could possibly go down the same route in the future. But that means we ditch some of our philosophies. And that's a big step. And the same applies to Telford. You know, as a club, as a non-league club, you can't get big investment without some kind of control imposed on it.
Is that true? I'm just thinking to
can
myself...
Can you think of a rich benefactor that allowed the one vote to prevail?
I'm just thinking of a club like, I don't know, Bath City recently had to raise £300,000 and the board who were in place at Bath City wanted the club to become supporter-owned, but the fans couldn't raise £700,000 needed to wipe all the debts fully. So they went with a 51% option instead. That was £300,000, and they raised it.
Yes.
And there's also Wrexham, for example. Wrexham, obviously, have done excellent things, and they've bought the ground back, which is an amazing turn of events at the racecourse. And Newport County, for example. Newport County needed to raise money. They raised money through community shares.
All these examples, though, are still non-league clubs.
True. I'd argue that Newport County isn't a non-league club.
But
I'd also argue that clubs like Wrexham and Chester are league clubs, essentially playing in a non-league league, which is a professional league.
Yeah.
So,
but none of these have the core beliefs that FC have got.
No, that's true. It's tricky, isn't it? I mean, we always say as well that no two supporter-owned clubs are identical. So,
oh, no.
It's what their fans decide. And what we're trying to say is that we wish the supporters well at Telford in whatever decision they come to.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very difficult because once you give over control in return for riches, then
you're on the roller coaster again, aren't you?
Yeah.
And there's only one person driving it.
Stato, Paul and Ben there from Saturday afternoon. To the football itself now, and FC United took to the field at the new Bucks Head Stadium, looking to make it 2 wins from 2 on Saturday. Could they do it? Here's Marv Willis with a Telford match report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers. As I said to Ben, nothing to worry about with this game. Nice, easy away win for FC United of Manchester. Oh no, we lost 1-0. McCarthy scored for Telford. Yeah.
That's chipped forward there into the box. Zach Corbett misjudges it. Falls out for Colin McCarthy. Absolutely excellent finish. It was, I have to say, not a great judgment from Zach Corbett. The ball fell at the half volley to Colin McCarthy. And with great technique, he just took it on the half volley, placed it beautifully. And nothing much that Carnell could do. And the goal that this game needed comes at the wrong end from an FC United point of view. But it's a good goal from Conor McCarthy and 1-0 AFC Telford.
Unlike in the previous half where he was snatching at everything, luckily we gave him all the time in the world there to tee that one up, didn't we, Paul?
Yeah, we were talking about defending in the first half and it came back to bite us there, didn't it?
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon. On the way back to Mancunia, Ben caught up with FC United first team coach Darren Lyons.
So we're now joined by Daz Lyons. Hello, Daz, how are you?
I've been better.
we've had time to digest it now. It was one of those games, and what are you thinking now, a couple of hours after the full-time whistle?
I know it's an old cliche, but bad day at the office. And as for digesting it, I'd like to spit it right back out.
I mean, there were some injuries going into this game. Sam Sheridan, obviously, has got a bit of a hamstring issue. Kieran Glynn, who had an excellent game against Alfreton, it's got a bit of a niggling injury as well. And that meant we were forced to make a few changes. And anything there that we can hang on to from that opening question?
No, I'll be honest with you. No, it's the lads that came in are more than capable enough to do the job that we've asked them to do. Kieran has got a little thing with his cruise ship, which is a bit worrying that they think he's been playing with a cruise ship injury for 2 years. But, you know, we'll assess that. And as for the rest of the lads, like I say, they're more than capable of coming in and doing a job.
We had Jerome Wright come in, and he's walking past there now. I don't think he was necessarily expecting a full 90 minutes, but he did a full 90 minutes, and he had a couple of good chances as well. That's kind of a positive from today.
Yeah, it's positive because we've got Jay back with his enthusiasm and his you know, his work rate and all that, and he gives us that balance as well, being on the left-hand side. Again, like you say, we wouldn't have liked to play him for 90 minutes, but you know, the way the game went and we was on top in the ascendancy, and he was getting a lot of space, and to be fair to Jay, he's put it, held his hands up and said, you know, possibly I should have scored, but you know, the second one when I hit it, he said my leg cramped up. So
how do you pick up the team now after that? Because we've said it on FC Radio now for a while that it's just peaks and troughs. It's mid-table performance in a way. You've got some games where it's like we're going to score 3 goals in the first half here, and then there's performances like that. I mean, how do you keep the thing going?
It's difficult, but it's down to the lads. They're a good set of lads, they're a good group. They bully each other up, they give each other stick when they need to do. They police themselves really well, to be fair, Ben. But we have to give them a kick up the backside, so to speak, now and again, which we did at half time. I think we improved slightly in the second half. We had more chances, like you say, we played a bit more in the second half, which is our way. I think we just got caught in the game where it was a big lump up front for Greaves to fight. We were too deep. We were, you know, the gaps were too big for us to close. Down to Dave, really, we were lucky to still be in the game at half time with that great save. But, you know, second half, we've carved out some good chances. We could have defended better. We could have prevented the goal, but the lads hit it well, to be fair. And even after that, we had chances afterwards, like you say, with Jerome at the end. So, you know, there is little minor positives to take out, but you know, them performances are not good enough. The lads know that, we know that. And hopefully, to be fair, hopefully Tuesday's a big thing now. It's get it out of the system game.
Now, obviously, and you do have an input on team selection, obviously.
Yeah.
And we've said on FC Radio now for about 4 years, right, the Manchester Premier Cup is realistically, with the club where we are at the moment, this is the highest I think we can go in non-league at the moment.
Yeah.
This Manchester Premier Cup is realistically the only silverware this club can possibly win at the moment.
Yeah.
Mosley have won it 4 years on the trot.
Mm-hmm.
Can we please sort it out?
The answer to that is the first team squad are playing on Tuesday.
Good.
So there you go. There's the answer to that.
Can we have Culkin in that as well? Because he did well in it last year too.
No, definitely not.
Well, that's a shame.
Don't go too far.
And league though, 2 games coming up.
Yeah.
2 very difficult league games coming up. Kidderminster, Halifax. These are not nice places to go to. These are very good footballing sides. Solihull also, away last season. Nuneaton Town away last season. We're both games where we go on air and go, I think we're going to get beat here. And we did well though, didn't we?
Yeah.
Is that the plan?
Yeah, because I think sometimes, I mean, like today, we was possibly favourites going into that because of what's happening at their club. I think maybe we've read into that a bit too much. And I think I said it to Ellen, funny enough, before the game, you know, a wounded animal is maybe the worst one to play. And I think that they proved that today. They wanted it more than us, especially first half. I wouldn't say second half was more even, but I think we raise our game when we're the underdogs, which are, you know, Kidderminster, Halifax, 2 big clubs, like you say, vying for the league because they've got big budgets and things like that. So we're the underdogs, the pressure's off us, so to speak, so we can go and enjoy it. And we've proved it in the past, we raise our game against bigger teams. So
Darren, thank you for coming on. I know it's not easy.
No,
especially when you've got club captain licking your ear while you're doing the interview.
Yeah.
But ever the professional, thank you, Darren.
Thanks, Ben. Cheers, mate.
Darren Lyons there on the way back to Manchester on Saturday evening. Also on the way back home, Ben managed to grab a word with FC United captain Jerome Wright.
So we're now joined by Jerome Wright. Hello, Jerome. How are you?
Hello.
Today you played a full 90 minutes. I don't think you kicked a ball on a first team pitch since the 12th of August. So how was that for you today?
Very tough. I was in. That was the hardest game of football I've had in 20 years that I can remember.
Really?
I thought you had a good game, really, actually. I thought there was a couple of chances towards the end. There was a one-on-one, wasn't there?
Two of them, one-on-ones.
Two of them. How was it counted?
Embarrassed me. There was two one-on-ones, yeah.
But is it good to be back?
Yeah and no. There was, on a team and a non-selfish view, it was awful to be back because obviously all those boys worked so hard. It's bittersweet. I was on a personal note, I'm glad because I'm back in the mix, and I wanted to contribute to the graph. But I think today is down to me letting the boys down, or the fans, or the whole club, to be honest.
To be honest, Jerome, I've seen a lot of performances this season. I wouldn't necessarily pin it down to one player necessarily. And
you're being polite today.
I'm not being
today
polite.
Was 100% on me.
It never cropped up in our post-match analysis. God, that Jerome had a terrible game. It never occurred to us.
I didn't have a terrible game. I never had a terrible game. I had terrible misses, which let the team down. So today's performance was 100% on me. Only reason why everyone's been deplight is because it's me. That's it. 100%.
No, if you're playing bad, I tell you. That's why we've got you on, because you come back into the team, and I wouldn't be too harsh on yourself about it, because ultimately there's other things that you bring to the game as well. So, for example, there's a couple of incidents that go on during the match. Who's there giving it some in the referee's ear as club captain? And we have missed that, and that's what's been brought up on in previous commentaries.
Yeah.
We have missed that leader on the pitch kind of thing.
Is that
a conscious thing that you now try and bring with the captain's armband?
Well, yeah, not just the captain's armband, just my personality or my views on my position in any team. There's players in a team such as who I would look to make something happen. If you're struggling and you look to somebody to make something happen, Harry or Scott Kay,
yes,
they're the boys that, if I'm on a bad day, I'd expect them to pull me out of it. And there's times where I'm the guy that people would look to.
Well, there's Tuesday night's game against Chadderton coming up.
Yeah.
Fully expected to be playing for that in that one. I think we expected you to be playing in that one instead of this today, but as we said, needs must, really.
Is it a surprise?
Pardon?
Is it a surprise today? I thought I'd play, like, last week. Because, to be honest, like, the last 6 weeks, my head fell off because of my injury. So,
well, one of the things...
My knee fell off, yeah. And then my head...
Well, one of the things I was going to ask you about was the fact that, you know, while you've been injured, it's not like you've been sitting on the sidelines. You've been getting involved in warm-ups.
Do you think you'll ever get me out away from this place?
I never thought I'd see you. Well,
no,
actually, I don't know whether that's a true statement. I was going to say I never thought I'd see you becoming, like, a coach, but that's...
Well, to
that's
be honest, I'm going for Margie's job. No, I'm only kidding. I'm not. Nah, you know, he's looking. The last... Everyone knows here, I would play with a broken leg for this place. I have done... I played with a knee injury, two knee injuries, hernia, and two broken arms, and I played with. But I tried to give 100% all the time, and this last injury was my worst because it wasn't like a proper injury. It just crept up.
Yeah, and it kept coming back.
And
as
out
well,
of nowhere,
it just,
and it's been like 6-7 weeks now, and like Sam's kept me sane. I think I've made him insane, and he's kept me sane. But I've come back now, and over the moon that I was starting. Because I thought, right, I'm starting. We're going to win 4-0 by half-time, and then I get dragged off. And the world...
But even when you're not 100%, you know, it might be a bit ring-rusty, you're still offering something. And when it comes to the coaching side of things, is that something now in the back of your mind that you might think about?
Yeah, well, yeah, you've already hit a nail on the head. Because I'm one of the older boys and I've been here such a long time, over the last 6 weeks when I have been injured, I've tried to get involved because I feel some of the boys, and they've not got the confidence yet, what they will have soon, which I always have, because when you know and everybody at this club knows who's been here for a while, we're like an army, so I've got a confidence of a million people behind me. I feel I can do anything on the pitch and against anybody on the pitch. And some of the boys at the minute, they're not there yet. the quality is there and the talent football wise, but the confidence is just not there. So I feel like I can do anything in the world
as a captain. Then
I tried to. We're coming up to two.
Apart from the Chadderton game, but we're coming up to two very big games. And I was speaking to Daz earlier, and it's I've mentioned Solihull Moors away last season and Nuneaton Town away. Those were games where really.
It was Solihull when I came back and scored the first goal in 12 seconds, 17 seconds. I don't know.
It was away. Solihull Moors.
Yeah, that one. Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are going to be tough games, but...
Of course, yeah. To be honest, Marge said it at the end of the game.
You know that we've been here before, haven't we?
Definitely. Marge said it at the end of the game, after he deservedly so hammered us, because not one person deserved to put the shirt on today. But he gave us a good telling off, a deserved telling off. But he said... Do you know what? He was right. The boys... I think we must have the mentality of. I think Telford having a few club troubles.
Yes.
And that filtered through us, and we might have. I don't know. I don't want. It's hard
there's
to admit.
There's two things. There's an element of.
We wouldn't take it easy.
This might be easier than we expect.
Yeah, that's the one.
And
I'm going
secondly,
with.
they're coming into it with a kind of siege mentality in that.
No, it's not.
You
that.
Know, they're all being brought as opponents.
No, I don't believe that.
No,
I believe. We thought it was going to be easy because of their troubles, but they didn't get together because they're having trouble. They got together because it's FC United, and we forgot that for today. We play 40, 50 cup games every Saturday, cup finals every Saturday, and today we forgot that. I think we thought, they're going through a bit of trouble. They're not going to be bothered. We'll turn up. We'll win 2-3-4 now, but we forgot the fact that whoever plays against us. We play cup finals every Saturday, and then everyone forgets that.
But this is where the Kidderminster and Halifax games
exactly.
come in.
Exactly, so that's good for us.
It's totally different in the fact that we're the underdogs going into that game.
Oh,
we are.
We're not. In black and white, we are, but.
Well, that's what I deal with. You deal with the grey. That's why you're the artist. You see, you're the one who makes it all happen. And I sit there and go, "Well, he should have done a bit better." So you know what? What do you think going into these two matches?
I'll bet you right now we win.
Ooh.
4 points. I'll get us 4 points.
I won't
get them. Bloody hell, the boys. I guarantee you 4 points out of them two games. Are they both? Is it like top and third?
Yeah,
or top. They're up there, aren't they?
They both want to get promoted. Let's put it that way.
The 2014 that will get promoted.
I know, but they're putting the money where their mouth is.
Oh, so they really want to get
promoted. Yeah. They expect it.
If we don't get 4 points, I owe you a forfeit. 4 points.
We'll have another interview off you.
All right, deal.
Jerome, thanks for your candidness. So thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Jerome right there speaking with Ben on the way back from Telford on Saturday. So not a good afternoon for the Reds in Shropshire, and to hear where that result leaves FC United in the league and for all the other results from the National League North, it's now time to hand back over to Marv Willers for this week's Marv Sports Report.
Thank you, Cockers. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Marv Sports Report with me, Marv. And that result for FC United has seen Telford leapfrog the Reds into 14th position and has left FC in 16th. Oosh! 7 points clear of the relegation zone. Elsewhere on Saturday, AFC Fylde maintained their 4-point lead at the top of the table after a hard-fought 2-1 win over Nuneaton Town at Mill Farm. Darlington 1883 are now second after they eased past Gainsborough Trinity 5-2 at Heritage Park. Chorley moved up to third place after inflicting defeat number 10 on a still winless Bradford Park Avenue at the Horsfall Stadium, 3-0 in that one. Salford City and Boston United were involved in a 6-goal thriller at Moor Lane in front of a crowd of 1,425. And finally, Worcester City pushed themselves up to 12th in the table after a comfortable 4-0 win against second bottom Stalybridge at Bromsgrove. And that's pretty much it for league stuff and for Marv Sports Report. As much of the league were in FA Cup action on Saturday, But who cares about that? Manchester Premier Cup is where it's all happening this season, folks. You're damn right. See you Tuesday night.
Thanks, Marv. FC United return to action this week with two away matches. Firstly, on Tuesday evening, FC United enter this season's Manchester Premier Cup as FC travel to Chadderton. The address for the ground is Andrew Street, Broadway, Chadderton, Oldham, OL90JT. That's Andrew Street, OL90JT. Kick-off on Tuesday night will be 7:45pm. And then on Saturday afternoon, it's back to league matters for FC United as the Reds travel to Worcestershire to take on Kidderminster Harriers. The address for the ground, Agborough Stadium, Hoo Road, Kidderminster, Worcestershire, DY10-1NB. That's the Agborough Stadium, DY10-1NB. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3pm. But remember, if you cannot make these matches, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air on Tuesday night from 7:30pm and on Saturday afternoon from 2:30pm, right here on your very own FCUM Radio.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Women's team news now, and on Sunday afternoon, table toppers FC United travel to the Tameside Stadium to take on Curzon Ashton in the league. Here's Neil Boothman with more.
Okay, I'm here with Lee Sutton, women's team's manager. We've drawn 1-1. I don't think I've ever felt worse after one, actually.
No, to be honest, it's even though we got 1 point, we should have had 3 points. But possession-wise, we had more possession, but we just wasn't getting in the net.
Well, there was a lot of passes going astray today. I'm not so sure that they seem to learn anything from the Norton game last week, where they pressed us a lot, Norton, last week, and we seem to stand up to it quite well, but we just let it go this week.
Yeah, for some strange reason. We was every ball we pretty much passed was going straight to them. We were just losing everything. Which, to be honest, every player on there is a decent player, but we should have got to the balls. We should have done more with it. You know, maybe we need to look at changing a few things, but certainly it's one of them things that, you know, it's a shocker, really. It's a game that we should have won.
Yes, it certainly should have been the confidence booster that we needed after being knocked out of the cup. But now we're going to have to pick ourselves up from the pick ourselves up game and try and work ourselves back into it with a cup match next week.
Yeah, definitely. It's a game now. Obviously, we need to start looking at things and. I think now we need to go strong every game and just push now and just go for it.
Yeah, it's not been a great day. I think we'll end it there and hopefully we'll get the win against Warrington next week at home. Thanks very much, Lee Sutton.
Cheers.
And the women's team return next Sunday, the 23rd, as FC United host Warrington Wolverines in the Argyle Cup at Broadhurst Park. Kick-off on Sunday will be at 2pm and WT Live will be broadcasting right here on FCUM Radio. And that's it from me for this week's show. A big good luck to FC United youth team in their third qualifying round tie in the FA Youth Cup on Monday night. 7:30 kick-off at Nostell Miners Welfare in Wakefield, if you can make it. In the meantime, you can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday this week at 7:30am, 12:30 and 7pm. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store. And all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.